This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain said on Sunday that it was sending more than 600 medical devices, including oxygen concentrators and ventilators, to India to help the country as it struggles to cope with the surge in coronavirus cases. The equipment comes from Britain's surplus stock, and the first shipment was due to arrive in New Delhi early Tuesday. That's according to the British Foreign Ministry. The number of cases in India has now surged to more than 349,000 within a 24-hour period, and it represents a fourth straight day of record peaks. Hospitals in New Delhi and across the country are turning away patients after running out of medical oxygen as well as beds. The United States on Saturday is one of the countries that said it would send additional support to India. Tokyo Olympic organizers this week are to unveil additional plans to explain how 15,400 Olympic and Paralympic athletes can compete in Japan when the games open in 3 months. This comes as Tokyo and Osaka and several other areas have been placed under a third state of emergency as coronavirus cases surge. Japan has attributed about 10,000 deaths to COVID-19. Organizers are expected to announce the daily testing for athletes. They're also expected to drop a 14-day quarantine requirement to allow athletes to train. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says that she's expected to make the case before the United Nations members on Monday that now is the time for global leaders to begin putting serious work into how they will respond to the next global pandemic. The virtual address will be Harris's second to a UN body since her inauguration. It will also come as the United States makes progress on vaccinating the public, and much of the world struggles to acquire vaccine. An excerpt from the speech, Harris is saying that at the same time the world works to get through the pandemic, we also know that we must prepare for the next. More than 80 people have died in a catastrophic fire at a Baghdad hospital for coronavirus patients. Officials from Iraq's Interior Ministry say the blaze that started late Saturday was caused by an exploding oxygen cylinder. Among the dead were at least 28 patients on ventilators battling severe symptoms of coronavirus. Negligence by hospital authorities has been blamed for that fire. The Prime Minister suspended and fired senior health officials and ordered an investigation. Some relatives were still searching for unaccounted loved ones on Sunday. U.S. President Joe Biden is rounding out his first 100 days in office and focusing on reigning in the coronavirus, and seems to have paid off. Biden can now check off nearly all his campaign promises centered on the pandemic. And in addition, he has delivered on a number of his biggest campaign pledges focused on climate change and the economy. But some issues do outweigh and have been proven to be tougher for the Biden administration, in particular immigration. Biden is grappling with how to enact promised reforms in the face of a steep increase in unaccompanied minors seeking to cross the U.S. border. Again, President Joe Biden now rounding his 100 days in office, focusing on reigning in the coronavirus, and possibly that has, in fact, paid off. More at VOAnews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.